Chances are you spent a lot of time this year at home, but this NPR station kept you company, kept you connected to the world. Become a new member now to support the station that is always by your side.
Donations from people like you make this station possible. Please give at wjffradio.org now to keep it going. Your support makes a difference.
And thank you for your support. If you want to help us out now, go to wjffradio.org and give what you can. It's time to get to our first live interview of the day, looking at local news here in the area. And last week, the Sullivan County Legislature's Health and Human Services Committee talked about the Adult Care Center and the move to privatize its Certified Home Health Agency, otherwise known as CHA. Many opposed this move and made their voices and heard at the meeting. On the phone right now is Catherine Scott, one of the residents in Sullivan County who thinks that this is a bad idea. Hi there. How you doing, Catherine?
I'm good, Jason. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. And now, can you, first, I want to, is there a way, can you explain, people, when you heard about this adult care center, senior care center, and the move to privatize or sell or lease that was something I could get my head around. This other thing is something that I wasn't even considering, that I didn't even know about, what they're calling the CHA, and that actually stands for Certified Home Health Agency, CHHA. Can you just explain from your understanding what that is?
So the Certified Home Health Agency is our visiting nurses service. My mother benefited from this when she was still in her home. It's when you're well enough to be home, but still not enough to be on your own. So when you're in the hospital determines how long you need to be there based on certain milestones, and then they discharge you. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're ready to be home on your own. So your doctor can fill out, what happened in my mom's case, can kind of fill out a request for the CHA, the Certified Home Health Agency, to come out and do certain services. With my mom, there was physical therapy involved. They would come and check on her medications to make sure that she was taking what she needed to take when she needed to take it. And it helps keep seniors in their home, but it's bigger than that. It's broader than that. It also involves maternity services for young mothers. It's also a huge part of public health. So when we had the measles crisis last year, it was the CHA that public health drew nurses from for some of their vaccination clinics. When COVID hit this year, it was the CHA that public health drew nurses from for their testing sites. So it's an integral part of public health, and it's also, not to make this more complicated for people, but it also has its own billing function. So public health is mandated by the state to perform certain services. And with the CHA, they have a billing section, a medical billing section. So if you have insurance and your insurance covers this, then the county can recoup those expenses through your insurance, whether it's Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. By taking the CHA from public health, we are taking away our ability to get reimbursed for basically what we're legally obligated to do. So it's a very complicated situation. It's a service that's vital to our community, especially our elderly community, especially during a pandemic.
Right.
And
so this is where I'm going to pause you now, just because I want to follow up what you're saying with to get my understanding of this. You know, at this meeting last week, Isabel Braverman from the Sullivan County Democrat was there. We got her initial report on that live on the radio last week, but her big article on this is a front page news on the Democrat today, and I just want to read a little bit from her article here following up on what you said there. It says that the public health director Nancy McGraw says that the CHA prevents readmission to the hospital or worsening outcomes, as well as provides other services such as flu clinics, tuberculosis screenings. And now it quotes public health director Nancy McGraw, quote, "It is the safety net for the uninsured and vulnerable residents of all ages. We serve from cradle to grave, newborn infants, pregnant mothers, people of all ages, and the elderly. So that's current health director Nancy McGraw from Sullivan County Public Health, current director. And later in the article, it's talking about legislative chairman Rob Doherty, as numbers to show otherwise, saying that the CHA has not met the national industry standard for at least 10 years, quote, this is quoting Doherty now, quote, by not hitting the national average, we are underserving the community. We are not providing the proper service to the people, end quote. And it says this remark brought objection, including from Carol Ryan, former director of public health in Sullivan County. All of this reporting that I'm reading, this is from Sullivan County Democrat Isabel Braverman's reporting. So that's kind of setting up at least two sides there. This the public health director speaking to the value of the program, chairman of the legislature is saying, well, it's not meeting these standards. Do you know what the deal is with those standards? What's your reaction to that?
Well, one of the things that occurred during that exchange was legislator Nadia Reich, who is the chair for Health and Family Services, then asked Mr. Doherty, the chairman, what if we're not giving them the resources they need to hit those benchmarks? And basically, I had been at a previous Health and Family Services meeting where they had discussed this more in depth. And what it is, the national average is just how many people you see in a day. Sullivan County is a vast county, so if you're traveling from Fremont to Bloomingburg in a day to see patients, you're going to have travel time in there. So Mr. Doherty was trying to make a point, but it didn't land well.
This is underserving the community, but people are reacting to this and saying, well, no, it is serving the community. It's just this is a different
community
than, you know, it's on a different end of the average than other parts in terms of the population and the sparse ruralness, the major. There's a lot of space in Sullivan County. It's got to be
covered.
Yes,
there's a lot of space, and you don't get to pick and choose who your clients are. If somebody in Fremont, like my mother lived in Fremont, if someone in Fremont needs services, and you don't have anyone else in North Branch or Openburg or Calicoon who needs services at that point in time, and you have to travel, that's what you have to do. And that's what's great about having a public service. Something else that needs to be mentioned is that according to the Medicare rating system, our CHA has a 5-star rating as far as patient surveys go. So the patients are very happy with the services that they're getting. They are being served very well. And that's why I say Mr. Doherty's point did not land well, because he's using a metric that is more corporate-driven than people-driven. People are being served. The bottom line is not being served. But when we are offering services to people, to our family, our neighbors, are we looking at the bottom line, or are we looking at the services that are serving our people? So it's a difference in ideology, and that's what this comes down to, even with the care center, is that we have some new legislators, and they have a certain ideology. They believe in privatization. They do not believe in public services. They don't believe in public they just believe in privatization. And unfortunately, they did not campaign on that, at least not to my knowledge. So a lot of this has been surprising for some of us.
Right.
We've been kind of taken unawares, including the incumbent legislators. They've been kind of taken unawares by some of this as well, because the portion of Resolution 289-20 that includes the CHA was handed out in a special meeting on August 13th. Mr. McGuire, who's the county attorney, was typing it up as they were having the meeting. It's 10 pages. Legislator Nadia Reich asked if they could postpone the vote for a week so that they could really dive into this 10 pages of legislation, and was told no. Mr. Steingart, Legislator Ira Steingart, said he needed to read it before he could vote on it, and they took a 30-minute recess. The last paragraph included the CHA. Those incumbent legislators, they didn't know. They didn't know. I was there that day. I have made videos about this. I have remarked on this many times. I still get a pit in my stomach thinking about what happened that day. I didn't know the CHA was included in that legislation because it was not really spoken of. So,
and when you say the CHA was in it, you mean the move to sell or lease
to privatize.
Right? Yeah.
Yes. The move to privatize, it's one paragraph in 10 pages that was handed out to the legislators that day, and they were basically forced to vote on it. Unfortunately, they voted for it because they didn't see it. They didn't know. Luis Alvarez, legislator Luis Alvarez, is the only one who voted no that day because he knew something was happening that wasn't right, and he even remarked that. And all these videos, by the way, are available on the county website. You can watch these meetings.
Well, this was the big. This was the big meeting. This is the meeting we had you talk about on the radio afterwards, right?
Yes.
The same
August 13th. It's a special meeting, and I encourage everyone to watch these. They live stream them. You know, if you don't want to go and sit in there because of COVID, they live stream them. If you don't have time to watch them when the meetings are happening, the videos are available on their website. Watch meetings. Watch the how the legislators speak to each other, how some of these things come about. There's something happening in our county government that is not good right now for our county. There's a lot of divisiveness that's happening, and there's a lot of behind-the-scenes things that are happening. And unfortunately, the effects are being felt. And I would point to what happened recently with the Sullivan County Visitors Association. During executive committee last month on the agenda, there was a resolution to terminate the contract with the Sullivan County Visitors Association. And there was a lot of pushback to that. So then the language changed from termination to renegotiate the contract. So, you know, we really need to start paying attention to what's happening because these are some vital services. The care center is a vital service for our elderly. The care center has my heart, you know, but the CHA, I believe, is truly dangerous. I really believe that Sullivan County residents will be...
Sorry, hold on. Just to clarify, you're not saying that the CHA itself is dangerous. You're saying it's dangerous.
No, I'm saying privatizing the CHA.
Right.
Taking the CHA from our public health department and privatizing it, I believe, is dangerous. It's a dangerous move. And some of our most vulnerable citizens in Sullivan County will not be served. A private entity could come in and say, we don't want to go out to Fremont, or you don't have the insurance that we want to service you. A private entity, and Jason, there are a few private CHAs in Sullivan County, but they're very specialized. We have one that is for, I believe I was told, is for Holocaust survivors, and then we have another one for developmental disabilities.
Right.
So this public CHA is not competing with anything private because it's not profitable to have a CHA in Sullivan County. So if we're taking our public health service, our certified home health agency, and handing it over to a private entity, they're going to want to make sure the bottom line is being met. And that will mean cutting services. And the same for the care center. When privatization happens, what they do is they look to maximize profits, and they do that by reducing staff, reducing, you know, certain care items.
Okay, we've only got 1 minute left, and I've been wanting to ask this question, even though this really necessarily isn't your question. I mean, you clearly have your view on all of this, and you don't necessarily, it's not your responsibility to speak for the other side. I'm just curious, though, that is this one metric that was brought up by the legislative chairman of, you know, saying that it's underserving, meaning underserving in terms of numbers, is that... Do you understand that is that the county's primary motivation for making this sale? Are there other reasons that they have explained as to why they want to make this move to privatize?
There's been a few other mentions during board meetings, the Sunset Lake LDC board meetings, which is the entity that is being tasked with finding a management company.
Right.
LDC or a buyer, really, because the language in there is still to buy. They've said, you know, we're moving the CHA over so that we can fatten the deal to entice better buyers or better leasers. But that does not necessarily make sense because if you look at the RFP, it says, if we cannot find one company who wants both, we will consider taking two companies. So what it comes down to after sitting through months of meetings, because I've not missed a meeting since July, is that in my personal opinion and from my observations and my experiences, this comes down to ideology. The sales tax was just reported, the monthly sales tax was just reported by the state comptroller's office. Our sales tax has not really gone down. We're up by 0.6%. Sullivan County hasn't done so bad. We all know houses are selling. There are people here who are quarantining from the city, people here relocating, people are ordering things online because they don't want to go out to Middletown or other places. So
right.
The finances here in Sullivan County aren't as bad as originally predicted.
So
we
why
do have
can't,
other financial...
Then, yeah. then, then my question becomes, why can't the legislature sort this out? Why has it come down to people in the community saying, hey, there's something weird going on with the legislature, and some of the legislators didn't even know what was going on? It's like, why can't, you know, can they reopen this? Can they, you know, take another vote? Can they, is like, what
Absolutely.
Are what are the legislators yeah. doing in all of this?
Absolutely. I've been discussing this with several of the legislators, Louis Alvarez, Nadia Reich, Ira Steingart, Joe Perrello, Alan Sorensen from time to time, but Alan seems to be voting with the four new guys. And I go and I make a public comment every single time. Absolutely. We have asked them, hire a consultant. Tell me what happened with the care center. Tell me what happened in 2018 and 19 that led to financial woe. Tell me why you based your budget, your 2020 budget, on census numbers that were inaccurate. Because that's one of the things they said. Well, the census wasn't as good. But when I go back and I look at the reports for family Health and Family Services for 2019, the census is there. They based it on 130, but yet they hadn't
right.
reached more than 123, I think, at one point in 2019.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't know why it's up to people like me who are out there fighting for this, but I do know that there are legislators there who do care, but they're used to working with people on a certain level. And what's happened since this last election and this new group of legislators has come in, I don't think that they know how to counteract that.
Okay.
They're trying to find ways to work together.
We're going to have to get going, but just if you could, in 10 seconds, what's the next step for you?
The next step is to change the resolutions that have been passed and get rid of the sale language.
Okay.
We have legislators who said that they do not want to sell, that they're just committed to leasing. But once these entities are moved into that LDC, the legislature no longer has control of them.
Okay.
They become
We're going to have to go then.
The LDC.
Thanks so much
Thank
for taking
you,
the time to talk to us. It's Catherine Scott.